State Affairs, February 2nd, 1971. SB 22, 162, 163, SJR 34, SJR 46, Side A, Tape 1.
Really, Jim, this run bills out of the committee as important as that bill.
When I can't, get a goddamn bill out of one that's just a law the way it is now, and out of some of these committees, then I'm going to have to actually move any of that stuff either.
Not this committee.
Not this committee, but one of the committees of which one of these members here is the chairman of.
Early in the session. We haven't been here a month yet.
And yet we're expected to pass out a 100-page bill here without even looking at it. It's not me.
We got that thing wound up. We'll call the meeting to order and try to move quickly if we can. We've got on the agenda here Senate Bill 22, which is relating to government ethics, Senate Bill 162 relating to the financing election campaign, and Senate Bill 163 relating to disclosure of the financial interest. These bills, with the exception of one, all go to judiciary, and actually they all should go there for checking over. I don't know whether you want to handle them in short form or pick them up together or what, and it's up to the committee to make that decision. There are two bills, I understand, over in judiciary now, and they want to take them up all together over there. And they have that further referral to them.
Yeah, but that's the State Affairs is a substantive committee. Judiciary is supposed to check for legality, commas, periods, and constitutionality. When Elton Ekstrom was chairman of this committee, and over in the House when they had this, that State Affairs committee is the one that handled these things. I don't think, my personal opinion is, Mr. Chairman, that we ought not just to rubber stamp a bill to get in the judiciary. I think we ought to hold the hearings on it. That's my view. I think there are vital pieces of legislation, and I don't think about judiciary. You know what will happen to them in judiciary.
I know so well. What?
They'll get a very close scrutiny. Jim, I'm not going to hold this up.
Well,
when do you think you'll have public hearing about 2 or 3 weeks from now?
Well, I'm concerned you can kill a bill right now. I think it's stupid.
Which one? 22. He's
met
it all.
No, I
just the guy's name.
I'm not even, if you could have put my name on there, I'd say the same thing.
Let's put his name on.
In fact, the Mark Tyson, they're absolutely sexy.
To move out.
I've never seen so much good witness in all my life.
162 and 163 as soon as possible. And they are, of course,
I'm Mr. Chairman. I'm moving to ask unanimous consent. We bring up Senate Joint Resolution Number 46 at this time.
Well, that
give Mrs. Pullen a chance to be heard, and then she's sitting here waiting to be heard.
Where is she?
Senator Pullen is sitting right there.
Well, will we be able to have a keep the quorum here to work on together? Any objection to changing our agenda around and due respect to Senator Pullen? Okay, we'll pick up Senate Joint Resolution 46.
I can see an error.
Commending the Star's crew.
There's an error here already, Mr. Chairman. On page line 9, it says whereas Alaska's fishing industry provides a livelihood for our fishermen. I think I should say, whereas Alaska's fishing industry sometimes provides a livelihood for our fishermen. Or not
the Chairman, I would move that we ask the consent committee pass 46 and we do pass SJR 46.
An objection to that motion. Hearing none, so ordered.
We want the same treatment before the finance committee, and it's dispatched and it's fast and it's sympathetic.
When you're the chairman, they'll get it, won't they?
You're right. Takes care of his finance committee members real good, doesn't he? The majority leader, boy, I'll tell you. That's why he made the motion.
You only have 15 minutes. Let's bring up 34 then. Let's fix Parma's up right now.
Okay. We've held it over.
Chairman, I can ask unanimous consent that the committee pass Senate Bill Resolution number 34.
Object. Yeah, I'd like to discuss it,
Mr. Chairman.
Not for any ulterior motive, but in the effort to hope that we can put it into some kind of a thing that we can all vote for. Really, I think that I applaud the idea, but I think that perhaps we're going at it in a backwards manner. We're asking the Congress to create, and yet we're sending the resolution first to the Honorable Richard M. Nixon. I don't think this is correct. I think that you should send it to the Congress. If that's the people who are were asking to do something about it, with all due respect to the President.
Mr. Chairman, that's a good idea.
Well, do you think so, Lord?
Yeah, we could send him a carbon, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't make him as a beneficiary here.
Sure, I don't care.
Where the hell it goes. I think that was the idea, Bill, that, you know, copies would go to all of those people, not necessarily in the order listed. Don't we mention the department? Let's see.
Check out these other names?
You gotta send a copy of this to every member of Congress.
Them to see that they were clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, you want that amended then to...
Well, I don't know. I asked Lowell what he thinks about it. You're asking the Congress to do something, then you're sending it to the President.
But also to the members of the Congress, Bill, farther down.
Well, yeah, but hey, as a member of the legislature, and you were asking the legislature of the state of Alaska to do something, and the prime addressee was the governor of Alaska. You'd probably say, what the hell is going on there? It's like I would.
The draftsman did it, and I suppose they just follow a routine on those things. I don't know what custom is.
One other thing you're saying here, the Congress has seen fit to establish a variety of programs to which finance and other agencies available to state departments and so. That's fine. We all know that. But whereas the various federal programs are currently administered through many different federal agencies, resulting in much duplication of efforts and causing serious complications, I don't believe that's correct. Whereas this duplication of effort is extremely difficult for state and local administrators to identify and understand, the guy said, you're a bunch of idiots. You don't know what's going on. That's the only thing I...
What are you proposing there?
Well, I think it's very poorly written. Well, the idea is wonderful, and I support the idea 100%, but I think it is very poorly written. You're telling Congress what a bunch of idiots they are for doing all this stuff, and then you turn around and say, we want you to change this and make one department so that you can channel all these things through one department, and then you turn it to the President.
Well, all right, suppose now we change that in that certain whereas. So it reads, line 15, resulting in duplication of effort and... complications, and just take out the serious in the much.
Well, so I'm going to
give you and complications
really,
in the administration.
You're chewing on them pretty good, Will. Congress themselves is really chewing on.
Well, I think they're worthy of that, actually.
Well,
because they really chew on things up. How would that be then, to strike out the much, resulting in duplication of effort and complications? Take out causing serious complications in the administration of programs at national, state, and local levels. That waters it down.
I don't care about what. Now, it's your deal. You do whatever you want with it. And then you're saying because the state and local administrators aren't smart enough, so we can't understand it, we have to bring the level of what they're doing down to our level.
No, it's just a resolution.
Well, if it isn't important, then you shouldn't put it in.
Well, it's important, but as you say, it's just a resolution.
Mr. Chairman?
Anybody?
I wonder if Senator Thomas has considered a total reorganization of the cabinet level departments that came out about 6 months ago. Remember that combined agriculture, forestry, and all these various ones? And maybe we look dumb sending this out. Well, if it doesn't meet, that's already public.
Well, not you. That hasn't, but you know.
I think so. I think there's something about it. This was about 6 months ago.
Well, reorganization.
They wiped out, remember, they wiped out the, who was complaining? Labor Department, remember? And they wiped out agriculture. And the farmers are madder than hell. Nixon didn't want to implement it until the election's over. It's in November. Remember?
Well, you can leave it just the way you want it.
I'm for it.
Pick up the phone and call one of these commissioners over here.
Well, go ahead. Why don't you do that? Fine.
I'm not trying to cause any problems. We're just trying to help you out.
We don't want to look like past up old, and it's already a fait accompli.
Yeah, well, I don't think.
Well, maybe you're right.
I think we know if that happened to HGW.
Who drew this up for you down in Legislative Affairs? Somebody downstairs?
Yeah, I'm not sure who it was. This one.
One's done last year, wasn't it?
One of the guys. No.
It
was done this year. Hey, it's the State School Board Association in favor of this.
Well, I'm not against it. We don't want to look like a bunch of dummies.
Oh no. I don't want to watch that food bill pretty carefully too.
I say something, the health of old resolution is against my food
bill. Oh, you said you're not going to rush that one either.
Oh, I don't want to. I think this telephone call will save you a not right.
It'll just consume another 10 minutes.
Well, why don't you make a motion?
Well, I'm 1,000% for the resolution. There's nothing wrong with
that. Go ahead. I'm not making no motion.
Are you having that copy of the resolution?
Well, find out if they're doing anything with that in the cabinet book. Why don't we wait?
You know what that's been doing?
It's already been through HWE.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, that's his own committee. What do you expect of us to do? Gone along the vine for crazy.
I hope my committee members keep me that well when little Bill comes over here from labor management.
Well, there's a hard spell to get out of mine, but they're my own bills.
I'm going to try to move it, Lowell.
Well,
it's
my bill.
I move this passage, Mr. Chairman.
All in favor?
Absolutely no objection.
I'm not putting no recommendation on it unless you change it, Lord.
Well, I've suggested those changes already there on line 13 and 14.
Watch draw one.
Without objection. You can just amend those words out. Why waste time? Terry needs something to tell me.
Why move and ask again to consent 162 and 163? You mind?
Well,
you're going to say 22 while you're at it.
We'll amend that thing and those two little things in it.
Yeah, I give it to you. I would do that. Well, Mr. Chairman, on these other bills, I really have to agree with Senator Burgess here that if they go to judiciary, we forget about it. And I think
they've already heard with the exception of one.
Which one is the exception?
160.
Well, I'd agree whichever one hasn't been referred to.
Okay, I've got it here. 163 is the State Affairs and Judiciary. 162 is just a State Affairs. Then I was going to ask that we do send that to Judiciary along, because they'll all be there.
You said 162 doesn't go to Judiciary.
Not, and the referral happened.
You want to refer to Judiciary.
We recommend it.
What if you do a 34?
I think they're going to get something out of what they claim over.
Personally, I could care less.
Did you do anything on 34?
Huh?
Did you do anything on 34?
Yeah, it was moved.
What's that? Oh, okay.
What'd you find out?
Commissioner of Education says he's not aware of any change in the Department of Education at the present time. Executive reorganization.
A little amendments here that you're going to have. You've got that information.
Well, let's take these up in order, I guess, Mr.
Chairman. Okay. Let's take up the 162 then.
Mr. Chairman, 162 is the election campaign. It's generally a limitation of 3,000 to 6,000 total for the House, 12,000 for the Senate, 9,000 if you're unopposed. Mandate for statewide office, 50,000 in the primary, 75,000 in the general, 100,000 in the special. The candidate for delegate to constitutional convention, one half of the allowance in the general election, which means that it would be 25,000. And there are various prohibitions.
Are we on 162?
You have to file a report 7 days before the date of election. Up to 10 days before the election. The Lieutenant Governor has jurisdiction to prepare a standard reporting form, which you have to attach receipts if you receive $100 or more. Then the Lieutenant Governor prepares a summary of the report and makes them available for public inspection and furnishes copies upon request. And then the violation section, which is 040, is really fascinating. If the losing candidate with the highest vote may bring an action for damages against any person normally exceeding the spending limitation of Section 20. And the damages of the losing candidate are measured as three times the amount unreported or expended in excess of the limitation. If a member of the legislature willfully exceeds the limits on expenditures, the appropriate House may expel the member. It is the amount spent in an attempt to influence the election by a proposition exceeds by 20% the amount reported by the advocates of the proposition, then the proposition can be declared void.
What if somebody spends the money without the permission of the candidate or knowledge of the candidate to have?
In Section B, line 8, page 2 says, no expenditure may be made by any person without the consent of the candidate.
What if they do?
It's a crime.
Where?
Put your finger on
it. It's a crime in
Section. No, that's filing the report.
No.
Got it?
Under page 5, line 4.
Yeah, I'm reading. To violate section 20 or 30.
Okay, that's 20.
Where's 20?
The one that I read to you. That no personal expenditure may need to be made.
Well, yeah. You mean you're going to put a guy in jail if he spends some money on behalf of a person without his knowledge or consent?
That's right. That's what the law says.
Well, I think we ought to study this
one.
Don't you think we ought to get somebody down here? What do you think, Mr. Chairman?
The governor.
John Hadlock, yeah.
Well, get John down here. Somebody, Christ, he ain't going to vote on something like that. Even I'm not going to go for that one.
I don't
like it either. Maybe I'd send it out with
the table. Say it to the government for the bill.
He is opposed to it too.
I'm opposed to it too. I think Bill has good points.
Oh, that's all I was doing. I've been the devil's advocate here.
Don't you think you ought to have some testimony, Mr. Chairman?
I don't know why.
Hey, maybe we ought to pass this on to the commissioner.
Put the heat on him.
Sure. Let him hold it.
That's what I think we ought to do, Frank.
Well, I did. That was my thinking.
Well, let's everybody sign that, Frank.
But the trouble is, I don't think you've signed it
too fast, I'll tell you that.
Not on this, but on the other things. I really think you guys, people are
excited. Yeah, I agree. Let's send it with that recommendation to Ziegler.
This one, that's
right. Make a motion to go over there. Your committee recommendation unanimous without recommendation.
Okay.
First judiciary. They're going to read that on the floor.
I so moved, Mr. Chair.
Oh, hey, in that case, doesn't it have to come up on the floor right then and there?
No.
We recommend going to go to judiciary. Is 162 supposed to go to judiciary?
No, that's but the other
one. For legal scrutiny, okay? For legal scrutiny. Put that on the committee report. That's my motion.
Recommend
okay.
To be referred to the judiciary committee, huh?
Yeah. For legal scrutiny.
All of them in favor of that?
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I gotta go. I gotta
send it back there so we can study it after some legal.
Well, we're ready to go now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
We got them all.
Can that be
what is, about one, finished. What about 163?
What about 163? How about doing the same thing with that?
No. Let's hold those two over to the next meeting. 22.
I'm going to have to do something on that.
Okay.
That's got a judiciary referral, didn't it?
Yeah, but we want to study that a little bit.
You're
going to
put 22 out, for Christ's sake.
No, we want to study it.
Let's study it.
Like Ole says.
Sure. Well, that was short, Mr. Chairman, but we tried.
Sign it.